In the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation. And it's great to be with you as always. As we start off this wonderful day, this new week, we'd like to invite Mary to be with us. Mary has many beautiful titles, among which would be Mary's the Mother of God, Mary's the Mother of the Church, Mary's the Mother of each and every one of us. We also cry out to Mary as our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So we'd like to turn to Mary and ask her to be with us as we celebrate a very important Marian feast day today, which is the Holy Name of Mary. So let's lift up our minds, our hearts, our souls to God, glorifying God through His gift of Mary to us today, as we say the prayer that Mary loves most. That's the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now let's invite our spiritual director to be with us. Our spiritual director is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has many beautiful titles. He's known as the Paraclete. He's also known as the Gift of Gifts. He's also known as the Sweet Guest of the Soul. He's also known as our Interior Master. Holy Spirit is also known as the Interior Master. St. Paul says that we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans, so we can say Abba. Abba, which means Daddy or Father. So let's ask the Holy Spirit to be with us, to give us a lot of light in our intellect, as well as a lot of fire in the depths of our heart. As we pray the classical prayer of the Holy Spirit that hopefully most of us have memorized. So let's pray to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the lay of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation to the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Holy Name of Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Archangel Raphael, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. Venerable Bruno Lanteri, pray for us. all God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, my friends, on this beautiful feast day for the Oblates, which is the holy name of Mary, I'd like to place you on the altar in the two Masses that I'll be celebrating this evening. Rather, this afternoon at 12 noon and this evening. So 12 noon we'll have a concelebrated Mass with the Oblate priest today. It's going to be a beautiful Mass. If you can come, we'd love to have you participate with us on our feast day. So I'd like to pray for all of you in the greatest of all prayers. The greatest of all prayers is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Indeed, there's no greater prayer in the world than the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. So I'd like to place you and all of your intentions on the altar as we celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And I'd like to offer these specific intentions. First of all, I'd like to pray that all of us this week will be open to the heavenly inspirations of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, our sanctification depends upon our openness. Our openness to the workings of the Holy Spirit. And you might say this prayer during the course of the day. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. My second intention will be to pray in a special way for your family as well as your children. That you as parents are the first teachers of your children, especially in the realm of morality, spirituality, and instilling in your children a great knowledge and love for God. Nothing more important than for you to help your children to get to heaven. As Jesus said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he loses his soul? What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? So I'd like to pray that you would assume your responsibility as mothers and fathers and teach your children. And warn your children about the dangers that are present in the modern academic life. Most specifically, the whole transgender ideology. You have to really warn your children about that danger. Sad to say, many minds of children are being poisoned by that nefarious, ugly ideology of transgenderism. It's a plague. It's diabolic. It's damaging children. So it's incumbent upon you to watch over your children. Decide where would be the best place for them to go to school. My third intention will be, let's pray, my friends, for the conversion. Let's pray for the conversion of sinners. Most specifically, let's pray for deathbed sinners, those who will be dying this very day, that they would open their hearts to God, open their hearts to God's infinite mercy. So those will be our intentions, my friends, that we'll place on the Mass today for openness to the Holy Spirit that will really educate our children well. And let's pray for the conversion of sinners, especially the conversion of deathbed sinners. Now, let's enter into what we celebrate today. The gospel today is Jesus who heals the centurion's servant because of the faith and the humility of the centurion. Beautiful gospel. But also today, September 12th is a day, a very special day for the oblates throughout the world. Because this is the titular feast day of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's a beautiful image of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the background we have Our Lady of Guadalupe and Our Lady of Fatima. This is the titular feast day of the Oblates of the Virgin Mary. So that you understand this, every congregation and order has a titular feast day, which is the day of the congregation. This is a day in which we as oblates, we profess our first vows, we renew our vows, and then we make what are called our permanent vows. These vows would be that of chastity, poverty, and obedience. Chastity means that we give our hearts totally to Jesus through Mary so that we can love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. We can love Him fully, totally, unreservedly, but through Mary. Because we're oblates of the Virgin Mary. Oblates means that we are offerings. We offer ourselves to Christ, but we offer ourselves to Christ through Mary. For that reason, the word oblate comes from Latin oblatio. Oblatio means oblation or offering. Chastity, poverty means that we don't possess. We don't possess material things. For example, you see me driving a car, but the car is lent to me. We live in a rectory, but I could be transferred to another place, another country, according to the will of my superior. So we don't possess anything so that we can have our hearts open to God. Jesus says we can't serve God and money at the same time. So the more free we are from material things, the more free we are to serve God. In obedience, we give our wills to God through our superiors. And this is a great way to overcome any type of pride and self-reliance. We want to rely upon God's presence through our local as well as our provincial superiors. So every year, even after we made our perpetual vows, on this day we renew our vows. So for that reason, at 12 noon, the priests will come together and have a concelebrated Mass. Concelebrated Mass in which we honor Jesus through the holy name of Mary. And then in the course of the Mass, we'll be saying a prayer of renewing our vows once again. So I invite all of you to pray for the oblates and pray in a special way for each and every one of us. Now, it's interesting that the saints and founders have great love for Mary. Saints and founders have great love for Mary, but Mary can be compared to a beautiful diamond. In the process of refraction, which we learned in physics in 11th grade, refraction means if you expose a beautiful big diamond to the light of the sun, then the sunlight will pass through the diamond, and by refract it means it will be broken or divided into different rays of light. You might even say a rainbow of light. So it is with the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's a beautiful diamond, a beautiful, glorious diamond, and the saints who have great love for Mary will manifest a different facet of devotion to Mary. And I'll give you an example. If we turn to St. Augustine. St. Augustine had a great love for Our Lady of Good Counsel. Try to first, for we're seeking good counsel in our lives, good advice in our lives. It's always good to turn to Mary, consult Mary, and ask Mary to help us to make the right decisions in our lives. Because, my friends, a wrong decision could be catastrophic. And I'll give you an example. Too often today, couples will choose a marriage partner that is not suitable for them. Catholic woman choosing a non-believer, she's going to suffer very much because she's making a wrong decision. She'll be unequally yoked. I had an experience probably about 15 years ago. A mother, Mexican mother, said she wanted me to speak with her daughter. So I set up an appointment. The daughter came in. She's about maybe 29 or 30. She was actually a doctor. We had a good conversation, and she said, I have my fiancé. We're going to get married. And I said, oh, congratulations. Thank you, Father. My future husband is a doctor also. Oh, great. But also he's a non-believer. He doesn't believe in God. I stopped to think for a moment and I said, you know, you should leave him. You should leave him. It's not going to work out. She paused. She became teary-eyed. And she started to cry. And she said, Father, I know you're right. But she would not follow my advice. That was frustrating for me because I have a more panoramic vision than this young woman. She's blinded by emotion and sentimentalism, whereas I try to get people to use faith and reason. Faith and reason. So Our Lady of Good Counsel can help us to make right decisions in our lives. She'll help us to think, decide, and act always upon the principle, is this going to glorify God? Is this going to be a means of my own sanctification? Is this decision going to help me to get to heaven? Because really, that's why we're here. Other saints. Other saints. Saint Bernard, in the office of readings today for the Oblates, we have a beautiful reading from Saint Bernard. Saint Bernard presents Mary as Stella Maris. That's Latin for Mary is Stella Maris, which means Mary is the star of the sea. What does this mean? Well, Saint Bernard lived about 1,000 years ago. Stella Maris, star of the sea, was the technical means by which the sailors in the midst of the sea would seek guidance. They would look up at the star of the sea and utilize that as a means by which they could direct their ships safely to the shore. And when Saint Bernard uses this, applying it to Mary in our lives, we're in the ship in the midst of the sea of life. We're being tossed and turned by many obstacles. The devil, who's the father of lies, our flesh that wants to rebel against the spirit, and the world that wants to deceive us into believing that we can find true happiness here in this world. So we're being tossed and turned by many storms. So Saint Bernard says we should lift up our gaze, lift up our eyes, and see Stella Maris, Mary the star of the sea, that will lead us safely and securely to the port of salvation. Let's allow ourselves to be directed by Mary Stella Maris. What about other saints? Well, Saint Cyril of Alexandria in the Council of Ephesus called Mary Theotokos and proclaimed Mary as the Mother of God. Of all the titles that we can give to Mary, all the titles, the greatest title that we can give to Mary is Mother of God. Mother of God. For that reason, every time we pray the Hail Mary, we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's move on to other saints. Saint Peter Nalaskis founded the Mercedarian priests. And his title was Our Lady of Refuge, as well as Our Lady as ransom of the captives, because in that time there are many Christians that were captives of the Muslims. Our Lady of Refuge. So we seek Our Lady of Refuge to save us from the slavery of sin ransom us, protect us, save us from the greatest evil, which would be the evil of sin. Now let's take the two saints that lived in the 13th century. So I'm trying to give to you today, I'm giving you a kind of like a history of Mariology through the saints to see how the different saints had this love for Mary, but different facets. In the 13th century, in the 1200s, there's a Pope Urban. Pope Urban, who had a vision of the church. He actually saw the church was crumbling. Church was collapsing. And the Pope saw the church before collapsing totally. He saw that the church was being held up by two pillars. And he looked more closely, the Pope saw these two pillars were not pillars of marble or cement or wood, but they were actually human persons. And eventually these two persons would come to the Pope to ask his permission to approve of their religious order. One was Dominic of Guzman, another was Francesco Bernardone. Now we call them Saint Dominic as well as Saint Francis of Assisi. So Saint Francis founded the Franciscans. His Marian devotion was Our Lady of the Angels. If you ever go to Italy and to Assisi, you can go to what is called the Porciuncola. The Porciuncola is also its little church in honor of Our Lady, Queen of the Angels. We live in the city of Los Angeles, which is Santa Maria de Los Angeles. So by a love for Mary, that opens up the door for a more attentive openness to the workings of the angels in our lives. I mentioned a couple of days ago, Tuesday could be the day in which we honor the angels in a very special way. Especially St. Michael, St. Gabriel, St. Raphael, and our guardian angel. Padre Pio would have often a vision of his guardian angel directing him, as well as St. Gemma Galgani, Francis Xavier, Francis de Sales. Many saints would actually have this vision, the presence of their angel, helping them, guiding them, directing them. Even that movie, Il Gran Milagro, is a great movie. It's a great movie. It's a great movie. So my friends, St. Francis, Our Lady of the Angels. Now we move over to St. Dominic. St. Dominic had a different type of devotion to Mary. When St. Dominic was living, there are many heresies in the church. A lot of problems within the church, a lot of problems within the world. And one of the heresies that was spreading like wildfire in Europe were called the Albigensians. So Dominic, as a young preacher, was preaching against them without too much success. He would even go with a bishop, and Dominic was a very good preacher, but didn't seem to work too much. Till he was in Toulouse, France, and he had an encounter with the Blessed Virgin Mary, and she said, Dominic, you want to convert, Dominic, if you want to convert these heretics, you have to preach the rosary. So Dominic heeded the request of Mary, and he started to preach the rosary, and many, many, many of these heretics, these Albigensians, they, who had drifted away from Catholicism, they came back to Catholicism, to the real Catholic, to the real church. So my friends, the rosary. Padre Pio would call it, give me my arm, give me my weapon. And even within the past 10 years, ISIS has launched its attack against many Christians. And in Africa, especially in Nigeria, have the Boko Haram. The Boko Haram is a religious Muslim sect. A religious Muslim sect. And they're wreaking havoc in one part of Nigeria. And this bishop was very preoccupied about that. And this bishop one day was praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament. All of a sudden, he had a vision of Jesus dressed in white. Jesus dressed in white. And Jesus had a sword. And as the bishop looked, the sword turned into a rosary. And then Jesus disappeared. And the bishop understood the way in which we can save ourselves from the attacks of Boko Haram is I have to pray the rosary. I have to get the priest to promote that the people pray the rosary. And the bishop did this. And the attacks of the Boko Haram started to subside in that area. So I think we have to see, in honor of St. Dominic's love for Mary, it is Our Lady of the Rosary. Our Lady of the Rosary. Now what about the Carmelites? St. Teresa of Avila. The Carmelites, St. Teresa of Avila, St. John of the Cross, and the Carmelites. See if I have it here. Sure I do. It is the scapular. Our Lady of Mount Carmel would be the patroness of the Carmelites, the wearing of the scapular. And I hope and pray that all of you have the habit of always wearing your scapular. One of the first things I do every morning in honor of Our Lady Mount Carmel, you're just tuning in to our conversation today. I'm talking about the feast day that we as Oblates celebrate today. It's the Holy Name of Mary, which is our titular feast day. It's a day in which we renew our vows publicly. We're going to be doing it in the context of the 12 o'clock Mass. And I'm going through a little bit of history of Mary, how the saints always had devotion to Mary, but every saint was different. It's like the diamond in the process of refraction, the different rays of light. So we've arrived at the 1500s of St. Teresa of Avila, who was instrumental with John of the Cross on the reformation of the Carmelites. And that would be Our Lady of Mount Carmel with respect to the scapular. I was mentioning that first thing I do in the morning when I hear my alarm clock rings a little bit after 5, I make my act of consecration to Mary. I say it in Spanish, oh Señora mía, oh Madre mía, yo me ofrezco de todo a ti. And then I take my scapular and I kiss my scapular. The church gives an indulgence every time we kiss the scapular. Then I take my scapular and I'm giving myself to Jesus through Mary by take the scapular and I bless my forehead, my eyes, nose, lips, tongue, and heart with the scapular so that Mary will give me very noble thoughts. Mary, through prayers, will help me through my eyes to contemplate the beauty of God in persons, places, things, events, that we will be the aroma of Christ, that my lips and my tongue will praise God as Mary did, who said, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. And last but not least, I take the scapular and I bless my heart that Mary will give me her heart so that I can love the heart of Jesus more fully and completely. So there we have the Marian devotion of the Carmelites through the use and the spreading of the scapular. About 3 weeks ago, I did another consecration to Mary in Our Lady of Loreto Church in downtown L.A. Since I've been doing Marian consecration, I've probably placed thousands of scapulars over people with the help of other priests. So the scapular is an exterior sign of our consecration to Mary. By wearing your scapular, you're saying that you belong to Mary, you're in the family of Mary, you're in the school of Mary, you're in the heart of Mary. That's right. That you belong to Mary, that you're in the family of Mary, you're in the school of Mary, you're in the heart of Mary. And actually, when you place a scapular on, it's over your heart and over your shoulder. The word scapula, scapula means shoulder. It's like Mary's embracing you. She's protecting you during the course of the day. She's protecting you during the course of the day. She's protecting you once again. So we're going through, you might say, Marian history through the eyes, the hearts, and the lives of the saints. That brings us to Saint Ignatius of Loyola. He was given a signal grace after his conversion in Pamplona when he went to Montserrat. He spent the night in vigil before the Blessed Virgin Mary, giving himself to Mary. And it seems as if Mary gave him the very special grace of perfect chastity. But Saint Ignatius had many devotions to Mary, but especially if you go to the Gesù in Rome, where you have the body of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, you're going to see a plaque on the wall in honor of Mary with the title. I'll give it in Latin and then in Spanish and in English. Rather, in Italian is La Madonna della Strada. La Madonna della Strada. In Spanish, that would be Our Lady of the Way, or Our Lady of the Street, Our Lady of the Road. So in Spanish, we say Santa Maria del Camino, Our Lady of the Way. Wherever we go, we want Mary to be with us, to accompany us. That's right. Wherever we go, we want Mary to be with us, to accompany us. To accompany us. want Mary to be with us, to accompany us. That's right. Santa Maria del Camino. Then, moving on, there are many other saints that had great devotion to Mary. Let's move into the 1600s with Saint Louis Maria Grignon Montfort. That's right, Saint Maria Grignon de Montfort. He had a great love for Mary, and Saint Louis de Montfort gave us true devotion to Mary, one of the best ways in which we can consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary. Saint Louis de Montfort also had a special devotion to Mary with the title, Mary is the Queen of All Hearts. Mary is the Queen of All Hearts. And here we have, my friends, this would be Saint Louis de Montfort, the Queen of All Hearts. Here we see the beautiful image of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. She's the Queen of All Hearts. My friends, in the midst of the many storms of life, and there are many, in the midst of the many storms of life, let us all make a concerted effort, to find refuge in two places, in the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and you see in my studio here, and in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Let us find refuge in the Immaculate Heart of Mary and in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Sweet Heart of Mary, be my salvation. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I trust in you, as did the centurion in the gospel today, how he trusted that Jesus, by his mere word, by the mere word of Jesus, his servant would be healed, and it happened. Let's entrust our lives to Jesus and Mary. So Saint Louis de Montfort gives us true devotion to Mary, his book, The Secret of the Rosary, but also Saint Louis de Montfort called out to Mary, as the Queen of All Hearts. Let's move on from the 17th century to the 18th century. We have, in the 18th century, one of the most prominent saints. One of the most prominent saints is Saint Alphonsus Maria Liguori. Saint Alphonsus Maria Liguori. And he founded the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer. We also call them the Redemptorists. In the Philippines, there's a special devotion to Our Lady, thanks be to God, for Saint Alphonsus the Redemptorist. And it's the title would be Our Lady of Perpetual Help. According to tradition, it was possibly painted by Saint Luke himself. By Saint Luke himself. Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Painted by Saint Luke himself. So what St. Alphonsus is pointing out is that Mary is always present there to help us. Mary's always present there to help us. When a child falls off his bike into the mud puddle and scrapes his knee and cries out, the mother runs to that little girl, picks her up, hugs her, cleans her off, changes her clothes, gives her some hot chocolate, a cookie or two, and the little child is almost oblivious to the fact that she fell off her bike into the mud puddle, scraping her knee. That's the way Mary works with us. She helps us to avoid, Mary helps us to avoid falling, but once we fall, she helps us to get up right away. She helps us to clean our souls off by going to confession. So Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Never was it known that anyone who turned your protection, sought your help, was left unaided. We pray that prayer, the Memorare, attributed to, once again, Saint Bernard. Our Lady of Perpetual Help. I think I'd be remiss if I did not mention when I'm talking about Saint Alphonsus of Liguori also, that St. Alphonsus of Liguori also wrote one of the greatest spiritual masterpieces on Mary ever written. I repeat, that St. Alphonsus of Liguori wrote one of the greatest spiritual masterpieces ever written. That is, The Glories of Mary. The Glories of Mary. One occasion, St. Alphonsus gave a great homily. The people were praising him, and he said it was a great homily because that altar boy was praying the rosary for me when I was preaching. Another lady came up to St. Alphonsus and said, every time I pray the rosary, I'm assaulted with so many different temptations. And St. Alphonsus says, that's a good sign because the devil is angry at you. Pope John the 23rd said, the only bad rosary is the rosary that's never been prayed. So Our Lady of Perpetual Help can come to our aid. Now living at the time of St. Alphonsus of Liguori, at the end of his life, is my founder. His name is Venerable Father Bruno Lanteri. And he founded the Oblates of the Virgin Mary. Father Lanteri consecrated himself to Mary as his slave when he was about a deacon. Father Lanteri had great love for Mary. He had books of Mary. He was surrounded by pictures of Mary. He loved to talk to Mary. He tried to promote devotion to Mary. He told us his oblates giving retreats always to give a talk on Mary. His devotion to Mary was great. And at the end of his life, he went on to say that I am not the founder of the oblates, but rather the Blessed Virgin Mary, she's the foundress. Mary is the foundress of the Oblates of the Virgin Mary. That word oblate means oblatio, or an offering to Jesus through Mary. However, our founder and Father Calieri, who was a great oblate writer and historian, he made this assertion with respect to Father Bruno Lanteri's devotion to Mary. One of the charismatic notes of the physiognomy of the Oblates of the Virgin Mary is that of fighting against current heresies. When our founder lived in the 1800s, the big heresy was called Jansenism. It was a heresy that he fought against, using the teachings of Saint Alphonsus Liguori. And our founder, fighting against heresies, came to this conclusion. When the heresies raise their ugly head to push people away from the Catholic Church, the fullness of the truth, it is through devotion to Mary. And a return of love and devotion to Mary that these heresies are conquered. For that reason, founder called Mary Vincitrice di tutte le eresie, which would be the English for she's the conqueror of all heresies. And I mention one with respect to Saint Dominic. The Albigensian heresies were spreading like wildfire. A lady appeared to Dominic and said, "Look, you've got to pray the rosary, you've got to preach the rosary." And by means of that, many of these Albigensians who had left the Catholic faith came back to the practice of the Catholic faith. Okay, they came back to the practice of the Catholic faith. So let's turn to Mary. And our founder, in our oblate emblem, is given this short phrase, Maria cogita Maria invoca, which is think about Mary, invoke Mary. Think about Mary, invoke Mary. So on this solemnity for the Oblates throughout the world, in which we honor Mary, let's honor in a special way the holy name of Mary. When a priest carries out an exorcism, he calls upon the name of Jesus and the name of Mary and Saint Joseph. If you've ever read the Divine Comedy of Dante, there is a devil that's talking to Jesus and saying, "That soul there belongs to me. That individual belongs to me. Because that man committed many, many bad sins. I claim him for my property." Jesus said to the devil, "He's not your property. You can't claim him." The devil said, "Why? He's committed many ugly sins. Jesus responded by saying, "That's true. But on one occasion he invoked the holy name of Mary. And that, through her intercession, he will be saved for all eternity." Venerable Fulton J. Sheen says that when he dies, he really believes when he goes before the judgment seat of Jesus, Jesus will be merciful to him because Jesus will hear this. Jesus will say this: "I know someone who loves me very much, who speaks very highly of you, and that person is my Blessed Mother. Welcome home." My friends, if we love Mary and we invoke the holy name of Mary, then we love Jesus. We love the holy name of Jesus. We love Jesus and Mary, then we love God the Father. So, my friends, happy feast day of the Blessed Virgin Mary, under the title, the Holy Name of Mary. And I'd like to give all of you a special blessing on the feast day of the Holy Name of Mary. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Amen.